Hello, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm going to be taking a dive and talking about marine pollution. As we all know, many organizations and scientists have been working hard trying to find ways to keep our oceans, rivers, and other bodies of water clean. But what is marine pollution exactly? Marine pollution isn't just about dumping trash into our oceans. It's a combination of trash, chemicals, industrial waste, and oils from boats, or airplanes, or any other man-made machines. And that's only just to name a few. What we're talking about today are the two main types. There's chemical contamination and marine trash. I personally think that chemical contamination is a silent but deadly killer. Chemical contamination occurs when the fertilizer on farms runs off into our waterways, and the chemicals from the fertilizer contains nitrogen and phosphorus, which are two chemicals, and causing them to grow algal blooms. Are these tiny little green, sludgy little substances that grow in shallow, sunny parts of water and are very toxic to both marine life and humans. Some of the chemicals can even bleach and kill our corals. Therefore, it gives our marine life no home and takes away their protection from other predators. Some of the side effects from the toxic algal blooms are rashes, blisters, eye irritation and wheezing, and neurological symptoms and cardiovascular diseases. And that's only to name a few, which I think is very sad, that these small little microorganisms can affect you so badly and can change your whole life. In 2014, a national survey found that 50% of responding states found algal blooms in their bodies of water. 50%. I personally camp at a campground and they have lakes, right? And about 2 years ago, there were signs posted everywhere, don't go in the water, don't go in the water. The water is toxic, it kills everything. It can kill your pets, it could have very bad symptoms for you. Which, of course, I was younger, so I did not think much of it. But now looking back, I was like, oh snap. Maybe that's why all the geese flew away and all the fish were washing up on shore. It's heartbreaking because it takes away those animals' homes and what they need to survive. It makes me wonder what's going to happen in the future if we can ever get this toxic waste out of our oceans and get our oceans healthier and better than ever. Maybe scientists will come up with new ways to maybe zap the particles and it kills them without hurting marine life. I don't know.